Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Jungle and Drum and Bass lesson, where we're going to build a dark, driving DJ intro using breakbeat surgery. The goal here is classic mix and energy, strip drums, chopped break fragments, tension FX, and a controlled rise into a full roller section. So this is not just about making a loop sound cool, it's about making an intro that feels like a real record a DJ can drop in and beat match with confidence. A strong jungle intro is really about controlling attention. You don't just keep adding more and more stuff. You guide the listener. You let one element lead. Then you shift the focus. Then you open it up a little more. Think in phrases, not just bars. Even if you're working with a 4-bar clip, you want the listener to feel a bigger 8-bar or 16-bar arc. Let's start with the break. Pick a break with personality. Amen style breaks are a classic choice, but any raw break with strong kick and snare impact, plus lots of ghost note movement, can work. You want a tail in the hi-hats, little shuffles, tiny transients, the stuff that gives jungle its character. If the break is too polished, it can still work, but it usually needs more treatment. If it's too thin, it may not survive the slicing process as well. Drag the break into an audio track and warp it carefully. For drum breaks, beats warp mode is usually the safest starting point. Keep the transients feeling natural, because if you overcorrect the timing, you can flatten the groove. Trim the sample down to 1 or 2 bars, loop it, and listen for the section with the best rhythmic identity. We're looking for a part that feels alive even before we start editing it. Now for the surgery. In Ableton Live 12, one of the fastest ways to get this working is sliced in MIDI track. Right-click the break clip and choose that. Then slice by transients if you want the most natural chop feel, or use 1/8 if the break is simple and you want a more grid-based starting point. This gives you a drum rack with each slice mapped out, so now the break becomes playable like an instrument. You can also use simpler if you want more hands-on control, especially in slice mode. But for this lesson, slice to new MIDI track is the quickest way to get into the jungle mindset. Once the slices are mapped, create a 4-bar MIDI clip and start sequencing the hits. Here's the key idea. Don't just loop the break exactly as it was. Keep the main kick and snare anchors, but move the ghost notes around. Leave little gaps. Add tiny stutters at the end of a bar. The intro should evolve. A good structure might be bar 1, sparse and filtered. Bar 2, a little denser with a small fill. Bar 3, more syncopation and maybe a snare variation. And bar 4, the busiest, with a pickup that pushes into the next phrase. When you're editing the MIDI, duplicate the loop and then start removing a few hat hits so there's space. That space matters. Jungle feels powerful partly because of what it doesn't hit. Nudge a ghost snare slightly ahead or behind the grid if you want more human movement. And if you want that classic breakbeat excitement, throw in a quick 1/16 or 1/32 retrigger near the end of bar 4. Just keep it musical. Too much micro-editing can start to kill the swagger of the break. Now let's add groove and swing. Jungle and drum and bass need movement, not robot repetition. Open the groove pool and try something subtle, like MPC 16 swing, or extract a groove from another break if you have one that feels good. Apply it lightly. You're not trying to make the drums drunk. You're trying to make them lean a little. Keep the timing adjustment subtle. Random very low, and velocity moderate so the groove still feels controlled. After that, it's time to make the drums hit like a proper record. Start with EQ 8 on the drum group or the break bus. High pass gently if there's a necessary sub rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, cut some of the mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's harshness in the top end, trim a little around 6 to 10 Khz. Small moves here make a big difference. Next, drum bus is a huge one for this style. It's excellent on jungle drums. A little drive, a touch of transients, maybe a small amount of boom if it suits the track, and a bit of crunch can really help the break punch through. But be careful. Drum bus can go from lovely to overcooked very quickly. We want weight and bite, not smashed mush. Then try saturator for extra harmonic presence. A drive of a few dB with soft clip enabled can help the break cut through on smaller speakers. After that, glue compressor can help lock the sliced drums together. Think of a gentle 2-to-1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, auto release, and just a little gain reduction. Only a couple dB is often enough. If you want extra dirt, redux or erosion can add texture. Use them sparingly. The goal is a gritty, urgent intro, not a broken one. Sometimes a little bit of dirt is all you need to make the drums feel more alive. Now for the DJ-friendly part. A real intro needs space. Put auto filter on the drum group or break bus, and automate it over 8 or 16 bars. Start with a low-pass filter, and begin the cutoff down around 150 to 300 HC. Then slowly open it up toward the top end, maybe 8 to 12 KHC by the time the intro is really moving. This is what gives the DJ a clean opening, and it lets the track reveal itself in a controlled way. You're creating tension by withholding the full brightness and the full energy until the right moment. Now bring in some effects layers. This is where the intro gets its atmosphere and forward motion. Use noise sweeps, reversed cymbals, filtered crash hits, short reverbs, tape hiss, vinyl noise, or even an ambient texture like rain, city sounds, or metallic atmospheres. You can process those with auto filter, reverb, echo, utility, and maybe a touch of saturator for grit. Just keep them tucked behind the drums so the intro still works as a mix tool. This is also the place for breakbeat surgery beyond the main pattern. Use the chopped break for fills and transitions. Duplicate the last snare slice at the end of bar 4 or bar 8 and make a little pattern like 1/16, 1/16, 1/32, 1/32. Cut the final kick so the fill has room to breathe. Then maybe layer a reversed cymbal into the downbeat. That kind of treatment creates the tension and release feeling that Jungle is famous for. Now let's tease the bass, but only a little. Don't give everything away too soon. A subtle sub pulse, a filtered Reese hint, a short bass stab, or a band passed rumble can all work really well. Keep it quiet and controlled. Usually it's strongest if it only appears on the later bars, like 7 and 8, or 15 and 16. Use auto filter to keep it narrow, saturator to give it harmonics, and utility to keep the low end centered and mono. The bass tease should suggest what's coming, not announce the whole drop. If you want to make it feel more like a finished release, arrange the intro like a proper 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4 should be stripped, filtered, and spacious. Bars 5 to 8 can open up a bit and introduce more break slices and a small effects transition. Bars 9 to 12 should feel stronger, with more ghost note activity and maybe the subtle bass motif. Then bars 13 to 16 should feel like full intro energy, with the filter more open, the drum energy higher, and a final pickup fill that clearly points toward the drop or rolling section. Automation is what keeps all of this alive. Move the auto filter cutoff. Adjust reverb wetness. Add a little echo feedback on selected moments. Increase saturator drive slightly over time. Open the drum bus drive in small amounts. Fade utility gain where needed. These little movements create the sense that the track is breathing and building, instead of just looping in place. A great trick is to think in 2-bar micro arcs. Even inside a 16-bar intro, you can create small rises and resets every couple of bars. That keeps the listener engaged. Just make sure you protect the downbeat. If every bar is busy, the intro loses punch. Leave at least one moment of breathing room before major hits. Contrast is everything here. Dry versus wet. Tight versus loose. Filtered versus open. That's how you build excitement without stacking endless layers. If you want a more advanced feel, try alternate slice lengths. Mix short 1/32 retriggers with clipped 1/16 hits, then let some slices ring a little longer for contrast. You can also use velocity as a performance tool. Low velocity can feel like a ghost note, medium velocity like supportive motion, and high velocity like a punctuation mark. And don't forget microtiming. A ghost snare slightly late can add drag, while a pickup hat slightly early can add urgency. Another powerful idea is call and response. Let one part of the break act like the question, and another part answer it. For example, one phrase can be the kick and snare backbone, while the other phrase is hats, chatter, and little fills. That creates conversation inside the groove, which is a very Jungle thing to do. For a stronger sound, you can also use parallel aggression. Duplicate the break to a return or parallel chain and process it more heavily with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe Redux. Blend that in quietly beneath the clean drums. This adds thickness and density without destroying the main transients. It's one of the best ways to make drums sound expensive without turning them into a brick. And don't forget the low end. Check the intro on small speakers too. If it only works on big monitors, you may be relying too much on sub or super low rumble. Keep the low energy elements centered, and use utility if you need to narrow things. You want the intro to stay mix-friendly and stable. Here's a good practice challenge if you want to test yourself. Build an 8-bar Jungle DJ intro using one break and one effects layer. Start with filtered break only, no bass, and subtle vinyl noise. Then add ghost note variation and a small fill. Open the filter a little, add a reversed cymbal, and bring in a low bass tease. By the final bars, increase the drum density add a snare roll or stutter, and lead into a drop-ready downbeat. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep it to no more than 3 layers, and automate at least 2 parameters. Before you call it done, ask yourself a few questions. Does it feel like a real DNB intro? Does the groove evolve every few bars? Is there enough room for a DJ to mix in? And does the final bar feel dangerous, like the track is about to explode? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Slice the break with intention. Preserve the groove while adding variation. Use stock Ableton devices to shape tone and tension, and arrange the intro like a DJ tool rather than just a loop. Keep the motion purposeful. Keep the mix space clean, and let the energy build naturally toward impact. That's how you get a driving jungle intro that feels dark, urgent, gritty, and ready for the club.